She looked up at him. His face relaxed. He looked almost childlike. And it was then she realized his nightmare hadn't come. He had slept through the night. Smiling, she rose slowly, trying not to wake him. It didn't work. The instant she withdrew, his eyes flew open, searing her with their heat. "Grace," he breathed. "I didn't mean to wake you."
"It's all right."
Grace motioned to the stairs with her thumb.
"I was going upstairs to shower."
"Should I lock the door?" He raked a searing look over her.
"No, I think I can behave."
She smiled.
"It seems I've heard that one before."
He didn't respond. Grace went above and took a quick shower. When she finished, she went to her bedroom and found Julian lying on the bed, flipping through her copy of the Iliad. He did a double take as he looked up to see her wearing nothing but a towel. Those dimples flashed lecherously and sent heat dancing all over her body.
"I'll just get my clothes and—"
"No,"
he said in a commanding tone.
"No?"
she asked in disbelief. His face softened.
"I'd rather you dress in here."
"Julian."
"Please."
Grace squirmed uneasily at his request. She'd never done anything like that in her life.
"Pretty, please?"
he asked again, with just a hint of a smile. What woman could say no to that look? She looked askance at him.
"Don't you dare laugh,"
she said, as she hesitantly opened the towel. He dropped a hungry look to her breasts.
"You can rest assured laughter is the furthest thing from my mind."
Then he left the bed. He moved like a graceful predator as he opened the drawer where she kept her underwear. A strange shiver went over her as she watched his hand moving through her panties until he found the black silk one Selina had given her as a gag gift. Pulling them out, he knelt on the floor before her to put them on her. Breathless and hot, she looked down to the top of his golden head. She lifted her foot and let him dress her. As his hand slid the silk up her leg and his lips kissed a trail behind them, she trembled. He splayed his hands against her flesh for maximum devastation to her senses. Worse, once he had them in place, he caressed her lightly between her legs before moving away. Next, he pulled out the matching black bra. Like a doll, with no will of its own, she let him put it on her. His hands brushed her nipples as he closed the front catch, then he slid his hand between the satin and her skin and gave her a hot caress that sent chills all over her. Julian bent his head down to capture her lips with his. Even now he felt the fire coursing through him, demanding he take her, demanding he ease the pain in his groin, if only for an instant. Grace moaned as he deepened his kiss. Her will gone, she felt him lift her to the bed where he set her before him. Instinctively, she wrapped her legs around his waist and hissed at the feeling of those steely abs pressing against the center of her body. Julian ran his hands over her back. The image of her wet, naked body was branded in his mind. He was almost to the point of no return when a bright light flashed through the room.